plus speak to Ghana's ambassador to Burkina Faso to really understand what the real issue is. This is a top story brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Now, tonight's an emergency national security meeting with Ghana's top security chiefs on reports that terrorists fighting in Burkina Faso are secretly using the northern part of Ghana as a logistical and medical base to sustain their insurgency has ended in the capital city, Accra. The report also said Ghanaian authorities appear to be largely turning a blind eye to the insurgents crossing over from neighboring Burkina Faso to stock up on food, fuel, and even explosives, as well as getting injured fighters treated in hospitals in the part of Ghana. Now, the story published by the Reuters news agency also cites a report by the Netherlands Institute of International Relations saying that Ghana has an informal non-aggression pact not to fight the terrorists. Tonight, some security experts have described the report as sensational. We won't hear from one of them surely, but first, Maxwell Agbaba joins me in the studio with more on this particular development. Maxwell, first, tell us what necessity that this emergency national security meeting that we're told of.
So, like you mentioned, there was a story out there today. It was published by the Reuters news agency, and it made claims that Islamist militants fighting in Burkina Faso are secretly using the northern part of Ghana as a logistical and medical base to sustain their insurgency fight. Now, it referenced seven sources that it said it spoke to. The sources, they said, included Ghanaian security officials and regional diplomats. And the said Ghanaian authorities, they say, appeared to be mostly, they said, Ghanaian authorities appeared to be mostly turning a blind eye to the insurgents crossing over from neighboring Burkina Faso to stock up on food, fuel, and even explosives, as well as getting injured fighters treated in the hospital. Now, they said that the sources said that the approach, while so far sparing Ghana from the kind of deadly Islamist attacks that have plagued our neighbors, Burkina Faso, risks allowing militants to put down roots in the country and recruit in some marginalized, you know, local communities.
So, sort of an agreement to say, we'll allow you to do this, so don't attack us. That's what the report is talking about.
Exactly. So I'm coming to the most important part that concerns the security chiefs. Of important concern to the security chief is a claim cited by the Reuters news agency in that report. So in that story published by the Reuters news agency, there was a claim made by a think tank called the Netherlands Institute of International Relations. And the Reuters news agency report cited, you know, that claim. And that claim suggested that Ghana has an informal non-aggression pact not to fight the terrorists. And there were suggestions that that non-aggression pact is what possibly is accounting for the terrorists not attacking Ghana.
But we've seen a response by the national security, you know, responding to this particular publication by the think tank, the Netherlands Institute of International Relations, claim that Ghana has an informal aggression. What is the national security saying?
Yeah, so that report was on the August 14, 2024, and it was compiled by the Department of Intelligence Analysis at the Ministry of National Security. And let me just read extracts of it, speaking directly to the claim by the Netherlands Institute of International Relations that Ghana has some sort of informal non-aggression pact not to fight the terrorists. It says, the quote, the National Security Ministry responded in August to that report. It said that the assertion that Ghana serves as a haven and supply line for Jenim, which is one of the terrorist groups fighting in the Sahel, is a serious oversimplification. It says, while the country faces security challenges, it is inaccurate to portray it as a passive accomplice to militant activities. It says, Ghana's security forces are actively engaged in counter-terrorism efforts, and the claim of a tacit understanding with Jenim is unfounded and harmful. Such allegations, it says, undermine the significant investments made by the government to protect its citizens and contribute to regional security.
Okay. Now, we also know the National Security Response said it is very essential for all of us to draw the line between the government and the operational realities faced by security forces on the ground.
Exactly. It says, while it is understandable that security personnel may express concerns about the potential consequences of disrupting certain activities, this does not equate to a deliberate government policy of appeasement.
Okay.
It says, Ghana remains committed to combating terrorism and transnational crime, and the security forces operate within the parameters of the law and government policy. It says to conflate the operational challenges faced by security personnel with a broader government strategy is misleading and harmful to the country's reputation.
Okay. Now let's go to the critical matter that we've been following today. We understand the National Security Meeting, was called today, and it ended some hours ago on the matter. What do we know?
Well, we can confirm that that meeting had the National Security Minister himself, Albert Kandapa, and other top security chiefs. It ended about 4 hours ago. Our sources are tight-lipped on the outcome, but we understand the National Security Ministry will soon be releasing a statement on the issue, communicating the outcome of that meeting. That outcome document, we're told, is still being reviewed, and hopefully it will be out before tomorrow.
But this publication by this Netherlands organization also cites an interaction, Reuters rather, cites an interaction with Ghana's ambassador to Burkina Faso, right?
Yes. It cited an interaction that it had with Ghana's ambassador to Burkina Faso on the issue of terrorists using Ghana as a transit point. And they quoted him in that part of the report.
Interesting. We'll be speaking to him. So do stay with us. But we also have been speaking to co-founder and former executive director of the West Africa Network for Peacebuilding, Emmanuel Bombande. And he has been describing the report about terrorists fighting in Burkina Faso, secretly using the northern part of Ghana as a logistical and medical base to sustain their insurgency, as simply sensational.
Basically to re-emphasize that nobody is underestimating the complexity of the security situation across West Africa. But we must always put what is happening in the context that is updated. Now, my first concerns are related to the fact that the Kleandel Institute, which is a Netherlands-based research institute in peace and security, did a report in July. Basically, the report wanted to highlight that in Ghana's election year, there were certain risks. We do not have the time for me to summarize the highlights, but the report is concluding that it is critical that donors and implementers become acutely aware of the risk Ghana is facing. Now, keep in mind that we must be dispassionate in understanding that some of these institutions are doing their research to frame policy for their governments and regional multilateral institutions. And what you see happening is that we sometimes are overwhelmed by this report when we negate our own internal efforts. So point number one, our security agencies, despite the challenges, have been, in my view, operating on the ground with our own homegrown indigenous approaches that are working. One of them, for example, is if you see something, say something. Now, many people outside Africa do not understand, and so they are forcing a narrative to try to make, if you would call it, sense of why is it that Ghana up to now has not been attacked by terrorism despite all the attacks in the region. They forget that we, in our own uniqueness, while recognizing the challenges, are also responding to these challenges based on our own initiatives. And so you take that report, which basically was entitled Ghana, a Beacon of Democracy, then they profile the risk, they make conclusions, which is not for us, but for advising what I would call decision-making outside our own borders, and make those conclusions. Secondly, when they make reference to our ambassador in Burkina Faso, he gave an interview in August, and he was cautioning as an advisory that Ghanaians traveling to Burkina Faso should use approved routes in order that their safety can be protected. The people tried to read into that to suggest that he's saying other things beyond the interview he made, to suggest that Northern Ghana as a logistical and medical support base for Sahel jihadists is completely sensational, it is excessive, and the headline in itself is paralyzing and over-exaggerated. So my advice is that we must continue to support our security agencies to be solidly on the ground by being partners with our civil society, with our communities, so that the family approach that is putting the emphasis in our human relationships and civic security, friendship and relationships will now be able to create an environment in which people cannot infiltrate.
Okay.
And that for me is very, very important.
Emmanuel Bombande is a co-founder and former chief executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, WANEP, there speaking to my colleague, MFA Apo. Now, let's get onto the Zoom now and speak to Ghana's ambassador to Burkina Faso, Boniface Gambela Adagbila. Grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. Now, what is the current, you know, situation in Burkina relating that to how Ghana relates to the country Burkina Faso? So we're still trying to connect with His Excellency Boniface Gambela, who's Ghana's ambassador to Burkina Faso. So grateful to you for joining us here. Well, so I wanted to find out from you what the current situation is, and we draw a line between what is happening and Ghana's relationship with Burkina Faso and what we are doing to stem the tide in terms of the insurgency.
Yeah, we don't have any challenges in relationship over the years.
Okay.
What was seen as a challenge was clarified.
Okay.
And that was an issue of trying to support Burkina. That aside, Burkina Faso has been improving daily in its combating of terrorism. And we normally will advise people not to move in anyhow, but through the proper channels of coming into Burkina or getting out of Burkina. Because you don't know what can happen at any time. But the clear picture of support for combating terrorism is one of the strategies His Excellency the President of Ghana initiated, the Accra Initiative, so that countries bordering with Burkina Faso would be proactive, would be preventive, and strategize for any eventuality at their frontiers.
Let's listen to you, sir.
Yes, and the Accra Initiative is one that shares ideas of how to combat terrorism or how to prevent the cascading of terrorism to the coastal countries. As for the issue of Al-Qaeda, Jenin, nobody knows them. So you cannot say a country is relaxed or whatever it is, because you do not see them, you don't know them. And all a country can do is to be proactive and preventive. That is what is happening.
But what does...
They are fighting students.
What does our intelligence tell us about how these insurgents are using, you know, our unapproved route to gain entry into Ghana?
Oh, that one, first of all, you know, we have artificial boundaries which were created by some people for us. And so we don't have well-manned and well-built walls at the frontiers. There are certain places we know we just project and assume people can pass through freely. You know it. If you are in the northern part of Ghana, you can understand where the communities invariably are almost the same, and they walk across in and out. And that's why I have, since the past years, been advising we shouldn't take it as usual. Because you have relatives just across 200 meters, 300 meters, and you think you can just walk in, you know, because we are at the borders, we are bonded, we are relations, families, you know. So in terms of boundaries, we all know all over Africa how porous boundaries are. And so it is an issue of being careful, being vigilant at our borders. That's what it means.
Okay.
In terms of the porosity of our borders.
But can you clarify this whole issue about whether there is any truth to claims of an informal non-aggression pact between Ghana and this insurgent as a way of trying to prevent them from coming to Ghana?
Well, from that one too. I'm not aware of that one.
It's been suggested by the Netherlands.
You can look at the sense of the. Oh, I don't know where they are coming from. The common sense thing is that these insurgents or terrorists, I think one of the objectives we do in the political arena is that they want to take control of the world. And so, based on the assumption that Burkina is between the Sahel and Ghana. And so if we don't support Burkina to win the terrorism battle, and the terrorists capture Burkina, where next would they go to? Logically, we would be vulnerable to terrorism. Mm. So Burkina for us is fighting terrorism, and we need to strengthen Burkina so that they can combat terrorism. Because if terrorists come overtake Burkina, the next logical place is Ghana, because we share boundary with them, isn't it? That's the logic we are talking about, so that security wise we can be preventive and proactive.
His Excellency, do stay with me. Let me bring in Professor Kwesi Yening, who is a security consultant and has a lot of knowledge about all of these. Prof, I'm grateful to you for joining us. What do you make of the report that insurgents from Burkina Faso may be using the northern part of our country as a logistical base? And do you think these claims are credible enough?
I've never said that.
No, I was asking of what you do make of these reports that
this is utter rubbish.
Okay.
For two reasons. First, I'm actually quite disappointed about how Ghanaian media have jumped onto this fake news written in the Clegate report. There's another report by, I think, Fort McCall or something. And then this morning's Reuters report. I've traveled every single border in the northern country. I've spoken to people. I've drunk water with them. And when you tell them or ask, are there terrorists amongst you? They actually look at you as if you are anything crazy, because they know how much others are suffering elsewhere, how much they work hard to build that house and to cultivate that farm. We need to understand that knowledge production has an ulterior motive that drives national interest.
Exactly.
Because everybody is telling us, 4,300 people have been killed because of terrorism. If you calculate that per day, per hour, and you do an intersubjective analysis, how many West Africans are dying of malaria? Road traffic accidents. So why is the EU, particularly its foreign policy boss, Joseph Borrell, claiming that the coastal states are becoming the fulcrum and the center of terrorism? If people in Europe died in the same numbers with respect to road traffic accidents, pneumonia, cold, will they be focusing on terrorism, where only three people have been killed? And the answer is no. We've got to be smart and to realize that when they tell us that the terrorists are coming, it's because they want to create societies of fear. And if we are not smart, similar to those who sell Lake Charm oil, they will sell us their instruments, equipment. That is what this is about. But our partners are being dishonest, and they are funding their institutions also sometimes to give little money to our own researchers to tell them what they want to hear.
So is it a case that...
I've always said that anyone who thinks they can come and challenge me and have gone to the north and interacted, I am always available. I've never changed my story. I've spoken to the Reuters, one of the Reuters journalists, and challenged him. Okay? And they are fumbling all over the place. So, is there a threat out there? Yes. Do we need to be careful? Yes. Are there internal problems that we need to be mindful of? Yes. But these rubbish articles don't do justice to the name of the institution under whose name they have been written. And I think we should dismiss them with a contempt.
You feel an agenda sort of?
I don't feel an agenda sort of. I know there is an agenda. They want to sell us their weapons. They want to create states of fear and insecurity. Because if they create this notion that terrorists are using us as a logistics base, actually what it tells us is that our intelligence is incompetent. The security services not doing their work, so that ordinary kids from Klingendale can come and find us out. Then what is the RegSec doing? What is DICEC doing? What are our chiefs doing? What are the youth groups doing? This is about telling us, you people are not intelligent enough. So please sit down. Let me tell you what your insecurities are, and then we will help you to find the solution. We need to call a spade a spade. This is the most utterly unacceptable rubbish that has come out of that institution.
So what specific strategies or policies would you, from your experience, recommend to prevent the northern part of Ghana from being exploited by these insurgent groups?
Look, I sent my report for the UN, published just less than a year ago. It has a list of recommendations. And actually, a lot of the things, I think, were stolen from the report and twisted. Because one of my reports, or one of my recommendations, was that to ensure that we are not misused as a base, that all nurses in all health centers must be trained to identify the types of wounds and sicknesses related to the kinds of activities or violence that is taking place. Two, what about border security communities across the international boundaries to build trust and to create transparency and openness. So everything is in the report. I think I gave it to your producer. Okay. You see, because we ourselves don't read and we don't research, when some rubbish report is written somewhere, I think it's about the seventh interview that I've been told to do.
Okay.
Radio France International called me, and I spoke about Accra initiatives. They didn't even know about it. Let us be wise and vigilant.
Okay.
Because this is about power, it's about identity, and it's about access. We've done well, but we've got to continue to trust, support, critique, and find the path to our continued sustenance.
Brother, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. But I would want to find out from you. You've said a lot. But if you assess how, I mean, we understand that today there was a meeting. Do you think we are very prepared to deal with anything if it should come into that part of the country?
But if anything will come, that is not where it will start from.
Okay.
So if this security meeting also took place because of these reports, then I'm very disappointed. If anything will happen, the terrorists are not stupid to start from the north. That is what I said. There are enough places internally that can be exploited for all kinds of things.
Okay.
And if this so-called security meeting took place because of the Reuters report, then I'm disappointed.
Okay. All right. Professor Kwesi, I'm grateful to you. He is a security consultant here. Let me bring in the ambassador of Ghana to Burkina Faso, Boniface Gambela. He's still with us. So I want to find out from you, once we know that, in fact, they have not really taken advantage of the northern part of Ghana. What is the security agencies of both Ghana and Burkina doing to keep the place safe? I mean, you've mentioned that there are some unapproved routes into that part of country. What are we doing to make sure that we safeguard these routes?
Yeah, I spoke of the unapproved routes based on my experience and experiences of other people. I'm a northerner, and I know what it means at our borders. Some people don't have contact with the border, so they don't have a clear understanding of the bond relationship or bond and boundary relationship. So, like I said, my president of the Republic, Ghana, initiated the Accra Initiative as a preventive one, as a proactive body, to be able to stand and send signals that yes, in the event that terrorists are moving into Ghana, we are also preparing. But the real fact is, Burkina Faso is between us and the north of Burkina. So the fight now here is more in the north of Burkina, getting to Niger.
Okay.
And the northeast and northwest of Burkina. And we have forest stretches in the west and in the east towards the coastal countries. There is one closer to Ghana. And these terrorists normally take refuge or they find safe haven in those forests. And the Burkina government or authorities have strategies now that they are combating them. And so the assumption is, if they overpower Burkina, then the other countries will suffer.
But okay, it's good to know.
I've also stated that the issue of jihadists are in the north. The jihadists, you don't know them. You don't see them. They are not located in one place like a barracks. You think that you can go and attack them. They are very unpredicted body. So the preventive approach, the proactive approach, looking into the future, looking at assumptions, is what we're doing. So the north rural borders need to be strengthened. But we are not saying we have seen them, we know them.
Okay.
But we need to be proactive. We need to be preventive.
I'm grateful to you.
So this report you're talking about and whatnot, I'm so I don't know where it is coming from from the Netherlands. Burkina is rich, and Burkina wants to take control of its resources, and so you can imagine the enmity that will cause.
It means that you also agree with Professor Inin that there could be some sort of agenda to try and paint a certain picture in the mind of the international world.
I sometimes, if where my food is, where my food is, and you want to destroy my food source, what do you think will happen?
You fight it. His Excellency, I'm grateful to you for spending some time with us. So His Excellency Boniface Gambila is Ghana's ambassador to Burkina Faso. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Quail. Time for us to bring you Ghana Connect now.